Washington, D.C. has the highest rate of HIV infection in the nation, almost 3%. It's considered an epidemic. Health officials believe one way to halt the spread of the disease is to encourage people to get tested and know their status. As Kavitha Cardoza reports, they hope this will encourage residents to seek treatment and reduce the chances of them passing on the virus.
Juan Carlos Lobriel and Amy Krautwurst are setting up a table outside their large HIV testing van.
We have some condoms, lubricant.
And also the flavors to keep it fun.
They work for Whitman Walker Health, a community health center in D.C. Using their van, they do approximately 2,000 HIV tests a year outside nightclubs, homeless shelters, and today, in front of a grocery store.
Approximately 1 in 20 people in Washington, D.C. is living with HIV, and within that percentage, about 20 to 40% don't know that they are HIV positive.
Lobriel says the test is convenient.
Let me do it before I go to the grocery store. I pick up my grocery, and I finish, and I get my result.
It's part of an effort to destigmatize HIV testing. Millard Moore and his fiancée, Myrna Trimino, were on their way to the grocery store when they decided to stop by the van and get tested. Now they're waiting for the results.
Are you nervous about the results?
Yes, very. I always get nervous when I take tests. It could be a school test, I'm nervous, you know.
But 20 minutes later...
Mike's is negative.
How do you feel?
Good about myself.
Negative. Excited, like I want to dance.
They leave holding hands. Walter Smith heads DC Appleseed, an advocacy organization. He says things are much better coordinated than they were just a few years ago.
There was almost no education in the schools, very little in the way of promoting testing, nothing like the condom distribution program that we have today. All of those things are basic pieces.
Now, DC pays for more than 120,000 HIV tests a year. There have been no babies born with HIV in the city since 2009, in part because of increased testing. Some high schools offer HIV tests, and residents can get free tests done at more than 20 locations, including at the Department of Motor Vehicles. But Michael Coffin with the D.C. Department of Health wants to do more. He says more than 70% of residents diagnosed with HIV saw a doctor in the previous year but weren't tested for the disease. Every doctor in the city has received a letter urging them to include an HIV test in their patient's annual checkup.
Basically, from 13 on, that every year you get an HIV test as part of your other tests of your health, blood pressure, your body index, your cholesterol. HIV should be part of it because it is a common disease in the District of Columbia.
Yay! SEQ! Gotta go!
Tonight, the HIV mobile van is outside Town, a DC gay nightclub, and Juan Carlos Lobriel and Amy Krautwurst wait to do HIV tests. They wait and wait. No one shows up. Rich McPherson and RJ Fletcher say it's embarrassing.
Who wants to get a scare in the middle of the street outside of the club?
Exactly. Who really wants to walk out of a van that's parked on the street saying, get HIV tested?
But as Lobriel and Krautwurst pack up to leave, they insist it's not a waste of time.
We never think that it's pointless because bringing the van, it just gets the conversation started. Oh, well, I haven't gotten a test in a long time. Maybe I should go and get one. Or talking with your friends and saying, well, have you gotten a test? Have you gotten a test?
And talking, they say, is the first step to getting tested. For NPR News, I'm Kavitha Cardoza in Washington, D.C.